Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour.
Over.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Well, get your spot in line on the stand, folks. We're here once again for this April 29th, 2017. Good morning or afternoon if you're listening on the other side of the world. You're on the Taxi Stand Hour with John Shannon, Ed Van Ness. Now, let me tap him. Let me tap him on the shoulder. Ed, time to wake up. We're here.
Huh? What?
We're here. Yeah.
I don't want to go
We're
to school.
and he didn't. He's so tired, but yet he didn't let his robot actually take over for him today, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, good morning, all.
Oh, sounds like it was a rough morning, man. Did you like find a hot date here? Or...
No.
Jesus.
I woke up this morning and realized I was 58 years old, and it just beat the living daylights out of me.
Is that what I got to look forward to here in 4 years?
Oh, it's going to start next year.
You know, do you think, as long as you've been in this industry, do you think this industry way, or I should say, ages you a little bit more than maybe the average person?
There's no question about it.
Some of the stress that's comes with the job and the hours you wind up putting in. And the lack of exercise.
My friend, I have the scar to prove it.
Scar to prove it.
I have the scar on my chest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
For those of you who may have missed it, I've had triple bypass surgery.
Oh, I have been. Well, was it too much McDonald's or too much stress or genetic?
A combination of all of it. Look, I smoked for 40 years. I ate poorly. Mm. I was in a job where I didn't move around a whole lot. You know, let's face it. The surprise wasn't that I had the heart attack. It was that it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah.
I think that was the only – as I said to my doctor when they – diagnosed my high blood pressure years ago. I said, the only surprise is that my head hasn't rocketed off my shoulders before this.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I was lucky considering I had the blood pressure numbers and the type 2 diabetes and everything like that. They've got me on a good medicine regimen here. I gain about a half a pound every time I take my morning pills. But so far, I'm still breathing, still kicking.
There you go. I highly recommend the 2-week coma, though. It's
ooh.
Well,
I've been lucky. I have been really lucky, since, you know, all things considered. And, you know, the thing is, you know, when I was eating like crazy, you know, going to Old Country Buffet 4 nights a week and proving to the world that they weren't going to, you know, I was going to get my money's worth plus. oh, my God. Well, when I started doing this job, I was I mean, I've never been in really great shape, but I was around 215 pounds or something like that. Mm-hmm. Had a full head of hair.
Yeah.
And,
well, as I like.
Well, go ahead.
As I like to say to people, I was half the man I am today with twice the hair.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I peaked at about 315, and it really wasn't until after my wife wound up going in the hospital for a botched hysterectomy. When I was just to the point where I didn't feel like eating, I didn't feel like doing anything. I dropped about 50 of that. I've gained about 10 of it back, but I seem to level off just because I've applied a little bit more common sense to my diet. And
once again, best way to lose weight, I highly recommend a 2-week coma.
Yeah, I could see that.
It was, yeah. I got home after that, and my pants didn't fit me. It was wonderful.
Jesus. You had to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe.
No, I've since put the baby weight back on, but.
Oh.
I just look at it as I'm healthy again.
Mm.
I'm highly disappointed. Good.
Oh, I was going to say, we got a lot to cover here today. As you noted, I was quite busy on the social media front over the course of the week. There was a lot of news out there.
There was. You were a busy little beaver.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not tough to do. I mean, I get a news feed in from Google every night with different kinds of things. And then, you know, I tell you, we have a great network of people that post on various groups and what have you.
Yes.
Sean Stoltz over there running he is. He's funny. He's another one that's good at putting together those Photoshop things. And so,
let me tell you what I wonder about him. I think he is just one decal away from that car flipping over.
Oh, you got to see his car. He's got a white Lincoln, and he has just about every decal on there. He's got the how do you describe that? The kid pissing on the word Uber hashtags. But you know what? Sometimes you have to be a little over the top in order to get people's attention.
You are not wrong.
You have to be over the top. I'm sorry. You just, because people are in their own little worlds, they don't understand. There are still people out there that don't understand why the problems with using Uber and Lyft. They don't understand it. They're in their own little world, and as long as they can get their cheap ride from point A to point B, which I had to laugh. I know somebody yesterday, somebody that was using Lyft to get from downtown Minneapolis to a neighborhood, and it was maybe a dollar more than if she'd have jumped into a licensed taxi, and she wouldn't have had any run the risk of becoming yet another statistic on the old hit list, if you will. Do you know that week I stumbled across four different instances of sexual abuse just in this country? I didn't even post them because, you know, it's getting to the point where it's not news anymore.
I can tell you this past week, having picked up a number of young single women off the platforms and having the discussion with them. Now, at the end of the ride, they all asked for my card, which was fine. It's a very real concern that these women have. Of course, I asked the question at some point, you know, if you call a legal licensed taxi, at least you've got recourse. And of course, there's issues with the cab company that I won't get into here, but, you know, suffice it to say, hopefully of the five I spoke to, hopefully two of them will become regular customers of mine. But and they won't have nearly as much to worry about. I want to tap the brakes here for a second, and I don't want to spend any real time on this, but let's not miss what today is, what today commemorates.
Oh, I've had a whole discussion planned for that. Why don't we get into it? 100 days.
Being lied to? Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, 100. I don't even know if it's the lying. You know, I've had people lying to me my entire life, so I don't even know if it's the lying. To me, it's just the embarrassment. It's just that. Even if he's doing a good job, even if somewhere back in the bowels of the White House, he's actually not doing, don't hate me for this, but I think he's actually doing better than some people expected.
In other words, you mean he's managed not to fall down and kill himself?
Well, that's
or blow
better than
the
expected.
Country. Well, that's a fair point. Fair point, but remember it. Remember, he's playing in the sandbox with the other petulant six-year-old over in North Korea, and one of them's going to get pissed off about the other one taking his toys. So we've got that. You know, I personally am looking forward to a nuclear winter. I'm going to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe for it.
And I just don't know if these people they keep using. You know, I've never heard the word. Other than the couple of times where I've heard that the terrorists want to get a hold of a dirty bomb, but I have never heard a possible nuclear war talked about on this almost like it was commonplace that this might indeed happen. And I think it's a very real possibility. And wow. But
yep.
At least
go ahead,
Ed. I'm sorry. I've been kind of monopolizing things here.
Well, and like you were saying, is it so much about the lying? I think it's not even that it's lying so much. It's lying with such bravado and such impunity that I don't care that he doesn't even care that he gets caught lying. He just denies
it. True.
Well, it didn't happen. Here's the video of you saying it. I didn't say it. You know, and I'll go to my grave with this. Kellyanne Conway, thank you for giving us alternative truth. You know, that will never go away. By the way, what deep, dark dungeon has she been relegated to? You don't see her around anymore.
And you don't see her much anymore, do you?
Nope. I think she shows up on Fox every now and again, and that's it. Look, I don't think any of that cast of clowns survives through the to see year one, because you've got a bunch of non-government people with zero experience making decisions that are going to affect us all. And how the hell is Jared Kushner been given all this responsibility when, you know, his biggest deal was you know, figuring out how much to charge a Dunkin' Donuts rental space in an office building.
Yeah, they don't. You know, and
Ivanka,
here's the thing. He was interviewed. Trump was interviewed by Reuters here a couple days ago, and he has as much as admitted that this isn't as easy as he thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's more complicated than I thought. Healthcare is more complicated than we thought. No, it's not. It's exactly how complicated the rest of us thought it, like everything else in life is.
Mm-hmm.
Now you woke me up. Now I'm awake. I'm cranky now.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Fun times. So... anybody else want to join in on this party? The number to get a hold of us at here is 213-943-3587. You can always tweet us at Taxi Stand Hour. I'm sitting here ready and willing to – we're sitting here ready and willing to listen to the masses here if you come join us. Oh, But
I am actively monitoring the Twitter site, and I can tell you somebody by the name of Danny Jacome just retweeted something to us. It's all in Spanish, but it's a picture of a very, very pretty young girl on a beach. And whoever you
that
are, sir, thank you.
To me yet.
I thank you very much for that. It's you just made an old man very happy. Oh, there's a wherever Danny Jacome is, he's tweeting us a bunch in Espanol. Gracias, señor.
Okay. I will have to look at that. I've been deprived of that so far.
Well, see, since I'm letting you run everything today, I have free reign of my computer.
Oh,
and as long as I can keep my head up and my eyes open.
Well, if that's what you're getting, then that should help you keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm scrolling through a website here on some of the president's missteps in the first 100 days. And I've landed on February 7th, just coincidentally, and which coincidentally happens to be my birthday. And, yeah, proud he's my president. Anyway, where were we?
Well, anyway, let's get on to some of the other stuff here that that we've been kind of covering. Like I, you know, as noted, I was busier than hell on the old social media here. And by the way, nice artwork as usual there again. If you go to the Twitter feed or our, oh, that's why we should bring that up. If you have been following us on social media, instead of having a page on Facebook, I've decided to go to instead the actual groups. I like how they work a little bit better. You can do things like have discussions and chats and everything on it, and you can run polls if you want. I think it's a lot more versatile. So anyways, on Facebook, that's the group, the Taxi Stand Hour on Blog Talk Radio. So if you look us up there, you can. It's an open group. You can definitely sign up to be a member, but you don't necessarily have to do so. I believe it works as you have to. If you want to post, you have to sign up to be a member. Otherwise, you just, hey, have fun and look around. So the top one today that kind of got me was, or I should say a couple days ago, was a story from the land of the happy clown. That's right. And I just about fell out of a cab when I saw this. McDonald's and Uber just made a huge announcement, and it's a complete game changer. So reading a little bit from it before, believe it or not, business is booming at McDonald's. The fast food chain is currently riding a wave of success founded on several initiatives, including all-day breakfast, an aggressive soft drink promotion, and the makeover of the iconic Big Mac. This killer combination has led to exceptionally strong first quarter sales, shooting the stock up at an all-time high. But none of these strategies can compare to McDonald's next move. As reported by Crain's Chicago Business, which broke the story on its website, McDonald's plans to expand its relationship with Uber Technologies as it seeks to offer delivery of its food to customers in more U.S. cities. Now, when I first saw this, I didn't realize that it looks like through their Uber Eats program that they were actually already delivering food down to, I believe, places in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Did you see anything like that?
Actually, yes. It started, I first started seeing it a couple of months ago. You'd walk into a McDonald's and there's a sign there, you know, Uber Eats, blah, blah, blah. And we've definitely had it for a while here in South Florida. I can't speak for the rest of the state, but of course it begs the question, if you can't get up off your fat ass to go get your Big Mac and you're willing to pay $7 or $8 to have it delivered. Really, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's like I tweeted out, and by the way, I've got a new Twitter friend in a company called Bite Squad. And I don't know if they're nationwide or if they're more local, but I tweeted out that basically that same premise. If you need Uber to bring you your McDonald's food, then maybe you really should instead have Bite Squad bring you a salad instead.
I saw that and I had no clue. I'm looking at it right now. I have no idea what Bite Squad is. And I didn't get it.
We have several food delivery services up here, and I'm beginning to believe that Bite Squad, that even as kind of advanced looking as they are and everything, may be just a local entity here. But they're the best out of a bunch of different options as far as food delivery goes. And you know what the best part about that is? In this popular gig economy that we're doing, Bite Squad is a job. They pay hourly wages plus you get your tips. They provide the vehicles. You don't have to put miles on your car, and it is by far the most popular popular food delivery entity here in this area, at least. And you know what the best part about that? Any of them, they're not a national company. This is done locally. You don't have Big Brother Uber, you know, who can't, or Lyft for that matter, as we were talking off air about your situation with Lyft. This is done locally, obviously, and done rather well.
Well, there's a lot to be said for, you know, local businesses. I mean, you know, having a worldwide global entity in charge of things that are local is just not always conducive. The image that I posted this week, what that refers to is just that kind of thing where the state of Florida, TNCs will now have a statewide regulation come July 1st. And, you know, because they said, oh, we want to get away from a mix of local regulations and nobody knows what's going on. Well, you know, there are some things that need to be regulated locally because the way we operate in Fort Lauderdale is not the same as people operate in Pensacola. You know, we're different people,
yeah.
Different places. We are, you know, I'll speak about my state. We are more than one state. You know, we share a driver's license and a license plate, but beyond that, the folks up in the panhandle and us folks down here at the bottom of the peninsula, we got very
different than night. Yeah, very different than night and day.
And not the least of which, we don't even share a time zone.
No, that's right. Then the part of the panhandle is in the central time zone, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it?
The western part of the panhandle is most certainly the central time zone. And, you know, so we don't even have that in common. So, again, how we operate here is, by the way, I just want a quick aside, that image that I posted this week. I manipulated that a little bit, but that was from a newspaper in Queensland, Australia. I changed the bubble. What the cop was saying, I changed the color of the cop's shirt, but I did not give proper credit to the newspaper that I didn't give any credit to the newspaper that I lifted it from. So my apologies for that. I normally like, because we use these things without permission. And I just want to make sure that people know that I don't do the art. I manipulate it.
It's still well manipulated. You did a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so with Uber marching towards, depending on who you talk to, Florida is either going to be the 30th, 36th, or 46th state to have statewide regulations. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means for. And I'm straying off the topic a little bit here of the McDonald's and the Bite Squad, but
that's okay. We do that well.
That's right, we do. But what that means, for instance, Broward County, where I live, who are knuckleheads, at least we're getting $300,000 a year from both Uber and Lyft. That goes away July 1st. There are no fees, statewide fees, for Uber and Lyft. The namby-pamby inspections that were required in the Tri-County area that I live in, gone. No statewide inspections. No vehicle will have to be inspected under the new law. There is, of course, the background checks don't matter. The only thing that might come up is insurance. It's going to be very interesting come July 1st to see if James River actually complies. I seriously doubt it. Uber and its associates normally don't comply. They give you the, oh, that's right. This was due today. We'll get right on that. We'll be in touch with you because they've got all the muckety mucks in Tallahassee in their vest pocket.
Well,
so,
and you know the thing is like this is what this whole thing with Uber with the local governments here has really brought me a new degree of cynicism that's come with politicians. I have to laugh. This guy up here now, they're still doing things locally up here, which doesn't make any sense to me, especially, you know, I understand what you're saying about the, about your area there in Florida with people being different in different parts of the state. But, you know, we have, and even with the taxi regulations here, Minneapolis has its own licenses and regulations. St. Paul has its own regulations and what have you. There's a couple of larger suburbs that license taxis. I think the only one that anybody ever pays attention to outside of Minneapolis and St. Paul is Bloomington, where the Mall of America is.
Right.
Then you have the airport that has their own licensing and regulations. Well, they're doing the same damn thing with Uber. And people, it's so funny because, you know, it's getting to the point where even Uber and Lyft, you can't tell me that they are enforcing, any one of these entities is enforcing any type of regulation or inspection. Half the fucking time they don't even know if the right driver is in the car. I mean, how many instances can you even imagine where you got one person that's actually who the account is registered under, and somebody completely different is driving the car, or might even be a different car? Because when you're drunk and you're ready to go home and pass out, you don't pay attention to shit like that as a passenger.
On that very particular topic, I've mentioned this to a few people as they get in. Now, I have a white minivan. It's a Chrysler Town and Country. And if this comes up, I'll mention it to people, and they'll say, well, I saw, you know, it said white minivan. I said, yes, but you never checked the tag, did you? Oh, no, I don't have to. I said, well, that's good to know, because here's what you need to know. At home, I have a vehicle that looks exactly like this. It's a Dodge Grand Caravan, but other than that, you wouldn't know the difference. It says Dodge. This says Chrysler. If I pulled up, you would go, oh, white minivan. Guess what? Not the same car. Not the same vehicle. And I will tell you something. My Photoshop skills, a couple of weeks ago, I was putting together, I have it ready to roll, a completely new identity using the driver's license of one of my drivers who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. But his driver's license is still valid.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to see, I've put my picture on the license, and mm-hmm. I should be able to push that right through.
Yeah, because there's no face to face. I mean, I've never tried nope. this, but there's no face to my knowledge, there's no face to face. You don't talk
no.
to somebody in a local office. You don't have,
no,
you know, and the funny part about that is, not funny or sad, is that we have, the Twin Cities has a satellite office for Uber. Their hours of operation are worse than those of bank hours. Well, what's the point of even having the damn thing open? No point whatsoever.
Back a couple of years ago when Broward County was trying to hash all this out, one of the things that was proposed was that any TNC would have to have a physical location in Broward County open standard business hours with an actual landline phone number. Uber thought that was onerous. That was too much. And at one point they said, well, we've got an office in Miami. Yeah, but that's not here. You know, that's 35 miles away in a different county.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they got their way. They never had to do any of that. So, you know, and from what I read, most of these places, these offices, very little is going to get done. You get corporate speak, and that's that, and that's it. And
I think to tell you the truth, I think the only reason they're there is to basically have a base to which to try to recruit drivers. I think that's probably it. That's so funny. You know, I've told you this before, but the owner of my cab company, he is probably one person that's even more militant than I am when it comes to Uber.
Yes, you've...
He is. Oh, he would. He has a little bit of political clout. I mean, he's ran this company now for the last 20 years that I'm aware of, and he doesn't let these city officials catch a breath. I remember when they were putting through that they were allowing for staging locations for Uber, that he was right on them. And he said, and he's gone as far as saying, well, you know, why are we paying our license fees? Why are we doing all these things? It's only going to be a matter of time before one of these, if it's not us, some cab company somewhere is going to tell these people, we're, you know, we got 400 cars operating in the city. We're not renewing licenses. We're not making our drivers renew licenses. We're going to operate just like Uber and Lyft. Catch us if you can.
Yeah.
And
I
don't think it's a bad idea. I really don't. It's getting to the point where that everybody, the dog hasn't shit on the carpet enough times to get rid of the mangy fucker. So, by the way, what is that anyways? You still got a cab radio somewhere too, or is that your...
That was my Zello.
Your Zello, okay.
Yeah.
So
I got to turn it off. It was very inactive all night and suddenly people started talking. My apologies. It's the greatest
right.
app ever. I'm sorry. It's the greatest app ever. It's free and it... I recommend it to anybody that's got to talk to anybody else.
Here's where you come to talk to other people.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, by the way, John, if I wanted to talk to us right now, how would I go about that?
That would be this phone number, 213-943-3587. Again, we're on Twitter at Taxi Stand Hour. We also have a Facebook group you can get at us at. If you really want to talk to us, let's face it, there is any number of ways. I understand you can even read smoke signals. Is that correct?
You know, it's funny. That was weird. I was just thinking of that. But yes, I do. There's Morse code, and on a good day, a little bit of Hindi. So have at it, folks. I'm also a psychic, so I can read your minds if so be.
And this is one day where you can actually talk to Ed and not Ed's robot. I think that life is good here right now.
I'll tell you what, nobody's got it better than we do right now. It's good to be us. We're sitting here on a Saturday morning and I've got my Diet Mountain Dew, my Tic Tacs, and I'm just ready to take on the world.
Are you telling me you're another Diet Mountain Dew fiend?
I love Diet Mountain Dew. Have I not told you the story about
that shit is poison, man.
Hang on a second. You're talking to a man that smoked 2.5 to 3 packs a day for 40 years. I quit 4 years ago, and you're telling me my Diet Mountain Dew is poison?
My poor wife. My poor wife didn't realize it because she was hooked. I probably she still is hooked on Diet Dew. It's harder
it
to
is
break.
Beautiful.
It's a habit that's harder to break than crack.
It is.
And
you leave that woman alone. I'm going to tell you why. Now, I had been for quite some time. I was a regular Mountain Dew guy, okay? And I loved the taste of regular Mountain Dew. I went to the hospital. I came out. For some reason, I got put on my sister talked me into drinking Sprite. Couldn't stand it. A couple months later, I get back on the Dew. So one day, I'm out shopping a couple of years ago. And I stop at the vending machine, and I thought I was getting a Mountain Dew. I got a Diet Dew. Well, I have no love for diet drinks. I think they taste flat, bland, and bleh. I was going to throw it away. I was going to give it to somebody. But it was so hot, and I was thirsty. I said, let me give this a shot. I cracked that bottle, and I have been hooked ever since. It tastes delicious. It's got, like, close to 0 calories. And it is just delicious. So, if you're going to badmouth your wife for drinking something delicious with 0 calories in it, my friend, well, you and I have an issue that is insurmountable.
Well, you know, the thing is the problem with Mountain Dew, diet or otherwise, is the citrus in there, ton of citric acid, and after her surgery, they basically reconstructed her digestive system, and acidy things, even stuff like orange juice and stuff like that's a no-no, so... We've had to change her diet.
Stop right there. So you're saying there's a medical reason.
There's a medical reason.
That's different.
She had this valid medical reason and still wanted to drink Diet Mountain Dew, and it finally
like crack cocaine.
It is.
You're right.
It's unbelievable.
I admit it. I'm hooked. I'm hooked. There's no question. But all right. But don't pick on us that, you know, we can't control this habit, okay?
It's obvious. It's very, very obvious.
And I'll say this, too. It's all I got left. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't chase women anymore. Good God, give me my Diet Mountain Dew.
Well, you know what
That's
I tell
my
you?
That's
vice. Of all the vices that I've put behind me over the years, you know, the one that I probably miss the most? Is to have a good cigar every now and then. I have been jonesing to be able to get out there, go out on my balcony with just a... I'm not looking at having a big honking stogie. At this point in time, I'd be happy with just a White Owl, you know.
Gotcha.
Shoot. I just been in the mood for it. So let's get back. Actually, I dug this up yesterday. Out of upstate New York, And this is the area that just looked like Uber and Lyft just moved into the upstate area, upstate New York area. And the story reads, state lawmakers are drawing attention to what they call a loophole in ride-sharing legislation that allows level one sex offenders to become Uber drivers. Senators from downstate have introduced a new bill to address the issue. But Assemblyman John McDonald says it could get tricky. He explains that level one sex offenders span a wide gamut of offenses, some much less dangerous than others. Some are the typical 18-year-old and 16-year-old having a relationship. The others are bad actors, and we definitely don't want bad actors. We do not want these individuals that can harm our young men and women. You know, I have an 18-year-old daughter, and I wouldn't want her getting behind the wheel of any getting behind the wheel of any sex offender driving one, two, or three. I don't know quite what he meant that there. But so here's the deal. Now, upstate New York, you know, that's what happens when you do, and that's more of of our society. You have, you know, bona fide perverts out there who are preying on children, who are preying on women, and you bunch them in the same category as an 18-year-old that's having a relationship with a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be in trouble, to tell you the truth. Back when my wife and I were dating, back God knows how long ago, I was 18, she was 15. Now, by today's standards, I'd probably be put in jail. But the thing of it is I've also, and notwithstanding the fact that I knew her even before then, we've known each other ever since we were little kids.
Right. But that 3 years, I'll say this, that 3 years at that stage of life is a big deal. But
well, I don't know.
We can argue that.
Here's the thing, especially today, probably even less so my wife and I were at that. But kids these days, when you start getting into your mid-teens, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, you know just about as much, if not more, than any 22 or 23-year-old. Oh, come on.
Stop right
no.
there. Now, let me say this. You are a different person at 18 than you are at 15. Don't say no.
I can't agree
physically,
with you.
Physically, emotionally, you are a different person than you are. And I'm not even talking about the legal side. You're 18 and blah, blah, blah. Look, at 15, you've had three, you know, it's just you're 3 years older. Now, at our age, it doesn't, 3 years, it's a drop in a bucket. But
yeah,
at that point in life, remember, 3 years to a 15-year-old is 20% of their life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a 15-year-old girl has just, you know, she's just a couple of years out of training bras and, you know, and all that, and the massive changes that a young woman goes through. Not to mention a young man, you know, but at 18, you know, you've got testosterone pumping, and it's just different. The 3 year gap at that age is different.
Tell me this.
Yes.
Then why is it in this country?
If you're going to use that tone of indignation, the correct phrase is riddle me this, Batman.
Very good. I will remember that for the next time.
Thank you.
Riddle me this. Why is it in this country that the age of consent is 18 years old when in Europe it is 16 years old?
Because they're just animals in Europe. What can I tell you?
Oh,
I don't know.
Boy, we like really jumped off the
stand
there.
But the, John, the why do they not shave? Why do they not shave under their arms? I don't know.
Who cares? I'm not looking under their arms.
Oh, I am.
Excuse
I
me.
Very much am.
No, you pervert.
Ay, caramba.
Oh, but anyways.
Man, that train went off the tracks in a big way.
It did. Well, it's the delete Uber train, and unfortunately, we've been trying to keep this damn train on the track since day one. Maybe this is the reason why.
Oh, we're talking about Buffalo in upstate New York. And
upstate New York, yes. This is a problem, though, because you are a bunch. Does that make if an 18-year-old who had a relationship with a 16-year-old, don't you think that that's a little different than a pervert that's actually stalking women and what have you? Or are you trying to tell
Absolutely.
Me that one might actually lead to the other?
No. Of course not.
And
no. They look at that. All I was trying to do was point out that at that age, 3 years is a huge gap. Now, that's not to say that any individual 15-year-old can't act and be more mature than a lot of 25-year-olds. But that being said, yes, of course, there's a huge difference between an 18-year-old being cited for, you know, what is essentially statutory rape.
Mm-hmm.
And as the old saying goes, if I had known it was a statue, I never would have done it.
What took you so long on that one?
Good Lord. I was trying not to. I was really trying not to. So, but yes, is that different than an accused, a convicted rapist? Of course. Of course it is. And should there be different categories for that? Of course there should be. And look, I don't want to see an 18-year-old kid's life ruined because he got caught making out and getting a third base with a 15-year-old, especially if the 15-year-old, you know, okay, she's all for it, but again, she's 15 years old, okay, and
yeah.
She's still living with her parents. Look, that we can go round and round on that, but your basic question is, are they equal crimes? Absolutely not. Should they be dealt with equally? Absolutely not. I mean, I see a 35-year-old man with three sexual predator convictions. I'm looking at that a whole lot differently than some clown who hung around the high school, was some senior taking advantage of his position or he'd just been dating a girl he's known his whole life. There just happens to be a 3-year gap. I certainly see the difference in that. But you have to look at the bigger picture, especially of what's going on in upstate New York right now. None of it matters. None of it matters.
Yeah.
Uber's going to write the law. They're going to pass it. There'll be some mild resistance until people get their houses paid for. And then lo and behold, the rest of New York State will enjoy the glories of Uber.
Yeah.
They don't lose.
Well, and you know what also what's happening is with this is that they are starting to run out of. I mean, when Uber started operation, I have no doubt that a lot of their drivers were fairly decent, smart individuals. Now, I realize I'm probably going off the reservation a little bit there, but I think that what's happening is these people, these individuals who have half a brain are realizing just how stupid this is to do something like this for the amount of money that they're making. And they were actually making more money back then, because it wasn't up until the last couple of years that they started really cutting their prices. But
right
now you're starting that the, now they're starting to attract a little different type of driver, and they need to. That's why they're against the intense background checks and fingerprinting now.
Of course.
Is because anybody in their right mind, if they've driven for Uber, it doesn't take them long to realize that that this is not for me, man. I'm not putting this type of wear and tear on my car. I'm getting tired of cleaning puke out of the back seat of my personal car, the same car that I wind up have to go the next morning to take my kids to school with.
That's right. The phrase you're looking for, my friend, the phrase you're looking for is low entry barriers.
Yes.
The barriers are so low that, it just boggles the mind. It boggles the mind how easy it is to get on these platforms. Now, in the next week or so, I really want to get in depth. It's been 3 months now that I've been running more or less full time on the TNC platforms. And I really want to spend some serious time talking about my experiences with that, because I wouldn't call any of it, well, maybe some is shocking, but I'll tell you what, it's head shaking. It is head shaking. And the problem is that you want to say to yourself, geez, I'll just go back to the taxi business, but it's not, the business isn't there anymore. It's, you know, no matter how many problems, you know, a common theme is I've seen this on Twitter a bunch. Some woman will post, I keep getting all these creepy drivers, to which everybody replies, well, why do you keep using the service?
Because it's a cheap ride.
Exactly, because it's a cheap ride.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You get what you pay for. It's what they want, limo service for bus fare.
Exactly. Couple things here real quick I want to get through. There's another story. Now, these are starting to pop up more and more frequently, but now there's a man in Nashville that claims he couldn't get a ride on Lyft, believe it or not. You know, cute little Lyft. We're all talking about
my favorite.
But cute little Lyft. He couldn't get it. He couldn't get a ride because of his guide dog on Lyft. And this is happening more and more. And again and again and again, I say, why aren't these people filing claims under the ADA? If it were a taxi, that man's license would have been revoked. He would have had a federal colonoscopy.
the world would literally have been brought down upon him.
Well, exactly.
The driver.
And
I agree.
I don't know why they're not doing it. It's more than, you know what? The ADA was put in place for a reason. It's more than just, hey, do you mind if my dog comes along? No, it is your right as a disabled person. If you're sight impaired and you have a guide dog, that guide dog is allowed with you anywhere you need to go, period. And
as much as I don't allow personal pets to ride with me for a variety of reasons, but I can also pick out a trained real service animal, and you will no argument from me, because I know these animals are not going to be a problem. They are trained not to be a problem.
Exactly.
I have watched service animals very quickly. Back in the day when I was a youngster, I used to work as an usher in the Broadway theaters, and I worked more than a few musicals, and blind folks would come in because they enjoyed, you know, they would listen to the show. But I would watch these big old German shepherds curl up under the seat and stay there for the entire performance. The sound not bothering them, and they just stayed put for the entire time. So I've seen
how
well trained they are. Right, exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, of course, ADA should be coming down like a ton of bricks on these people. And you want hilarity? Listen to Uber defend themselves at a commission meeting or something where they're trying to get legal, and the whole idea of wheelchair accessibility comes up. Oh, well, we can – here in Broward County, they were very nice to say, well, we can let the local cab company handle that. Screw you. They were told, screw you. We're not doing your work. you know,
especially at the
you want to be
the,
like
rate you want to make, you want to pay.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're going to subsidize it, you know, and they want no part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's again, they're all about having it all their way. It's, you know, you've got the algorithms that charge the customer one thing, pay the driver something else, and keep
exactly.
the difference. Oh, I've been telling people about that. You got to see eyes lighting up. You know.
Yeah, I had a story. I guess apparently somewhere I didn't. I posted this story without really going over it too closely. But there is a lawsuit. I guess it's out of the LA Times. I don't know if it's Los Angeles or not, but there is a lawsuit that accuses Uber of ripping off drivers, paying them smaller fares than what the passenger
yes.
pays.
Absolutely. That's going on. Oh, and that's the truth. I mean, I've done it with people now where I'll ask them, you know, what were you quoted as the upfront price? And they'll tell me, and I'll say, well, hold on. At the end of the ride, I'll show you. And you can definitely see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's
the sad
funny,
part
sometimes
about it is,
it's
do they care? Do they care?
Yes, they do. Actually, they seem
really?
To care about that. Well, sure, because Uber's telling them, here's what Uber's saying. Well, if we can pay the driver less, tell the driver it's less money, why are they charging them more money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, Uber steals from everybody. There's no...
This is very true. So, which leads me to the last thing that I think we can cover here. Now, again, Uber is promising the world that it should have flying cars up and running within about 3 years. I think they said 2020
yeah.
is when they're.
Yeah.
What a fantasy! Do you understand? First off, they're crashing their
self-driving cars.
They're crashing all
right.
over the world. Now you're going to have flying Ubers falling out of the sky and causing problems.
John, for as many laws as Uber likes to ignore, there's one they can't, and that's the law of gravity.
Shut up, shit.
People can't drive on the ground. And besides that, I've said it before, I'll say it again. When I was a small child in the 60s, I was promised flying cars and jetpacks by the year 2000. God damn it, I want my jetpack.
Well, I mean, all you had to do was watch the Jetsons.
Yeah, but... You know,
the Jetsons promised all of us flying cars by...
Look, I don't even need the folding into the briefcase option, although I'll take it if it's available. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes.
But, I've been hearing about flying cars since I was a kid. I want mine. But are you kidding me? They can't figure out how to drop a pin on the correct address. Right, because we want a company that does everything on the cheap for their customers and their drivers. You know, Steve Buscemi's character had a great line in Armageddon as they're strapping him into the shuttle. You know, here we are on 10 million pieces strapped to a couple of nuclear bombs, all built by the lowest bidder.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
You know, this
is
what you're
going to
get.
Anyway.
Yeah. A company that can't. Anyway. It looks like we've managed.
We definitely. This hour went by quick and not bad for somebody that started somewhat comatose here.
Well, now see what you've done. Now you've woken me up.
Oh,
now
yeah.
I'll be up all day.
Now you're ready to go. Absolutely.
Arr. Arr. All right. I'm going to try something here right about now. Just take a second.
Hey.
Well, that's going to do it for this week, I suppose.
I suppose. Well, hey, it was great having you aboard listening, whether you're listening live, listening to us on the podcast. Drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you here.
Go ahead.
For the illustrious Ed Van Ness, this is John Shannon. Hey, we'll talk to you on the social media, and we'll talk to you here next week. Adios.
See ya. We'll Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.